Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Acupuncture's My Life. Now, in today's episode, I want to change direction just a little bit, and I want to talk about prescription drugs, or even over-the-counter drugs, that can increase your risk of depression. And there are individuals taking these drugs, and then, you know, and from experience and conversations with global acupuncturists, there are patients that come into acupuncture clinics expressing with signs of depression. They'll list it as their chief complaint. And then sometimes on the intake forms, you'll see the meds in which they list that they're on, and boom, it'll jump right out at an acupuncturist. It'll jump right out at an acupuncturist. And it's a side effect of that particular medication. Some individuals are still on the medication because they're addicted to it. There are various reasons as to why they continue taking it. But certain medications, after a certain amount of time in being on it, can cause depression, which is the leading cause of disability in the world, globally. It's a major contributor to overall global burden of disease. I mean, it affects a person, causing them to suffer greatly, function poorly, let's say in their daily activities or at school or at work, around family. And unfortunately, in some cases, depression can lead to suicide. So this is why I'm always saying, you know, make acupuncture a part of your life, along with seeing a physician on an annual basis. Make regular wellness visits with an acupuncturist. And I know some of you are wondering, like, okay, what type of drugs? One, corticosteroids. Now, these steroidal anti-inflammatories, they're usually prescribed for, let's say, controlling inflammation. In the case of, let's say, you have gout or lupus or rheumatoid arthritis. Corticosteroids may cause depression. And how does it do that? One way is it lowers serotonin levels in the body, which triggers depression. So to an acupuncturist, extended use of corticosteroids can create a deficiency pattern. And one sign of depression is chi deficiency, among others. Now, here's the flip side to it. Depression can be triggered if you suddenly stop taking the medication instead of like being weaned off of it. And this is why I say, if you're on corticosteroids, sit with an acupuncturist. Acupuncture is great for treating rheumatoid arthritis, gout, lupus. Another is beta blockers. And beta blockers are generally used to help lower high blood pressure. It can also even be prescribed for tremors, what else? Migraines, arrhythmias. But when it comes to high blood pressure, it works by slowing down the heart rate, therefore decreasing the person's blood pressure. Now, there's no clear explanation as to why it can cause depression, but depression is often reported by patients who are on beta blockers. And this depression can make it difficult for a person to fall asleep or experience shortness of breath. There you go, deficiency. Okay. Shortness of breath, lung chi deficiency. Other side effects can include, let's say, cold feet, cold hands, weight gain, fatigue. And in hearing this, I don't want you to just run and just abruptly stop taking beta blockers, because it can increase your risk of heart attack or cause other heart problems. This is why I say, sit with an acupuncturist for regular wellness visits. It's important. Along with even seeing your primary care physician on an annual basis. Now, another drug is anticonvulsants. Now, these are used to treat seizures, as well as, let's say, neuropathic pain or various types of mood disorders. Because anticonvulsants tend to block the flow of certain neurotransmitters to the brain. And it does that to block the message that causes seizures or the spread of the seizure. And as a result, depressing or potentially depressing the central nervous system, it can cause depression. See an acupuncturist for regular wellness visits. Why? Because health is wealth. You know what wealth is. If you listen to this podcast regularly, you know that the wealth is not in the bank, it's not in a safe, it's not in a cryptocurrency account. Wealth is not in an app on your phone. You also know the wealth is not in your wallet, it's not in your purse, nor is it in your pocket, or your pocket rather, I'm sorry. The wealth isn't under your mattress, it's not under the doghouse in the backyard, and nor is it in a shoebox in a closet. The wealth is in you. That's what the wealth is. Now, another type of medication is like Parkinson's medications, such as levodopa, which basically gets broken down into dopamine when the drug like reaches a person's brain. You know, because levodopa keeps like optimal levels of dopamine in the brain. It keeps levels of dopamine in the brain at optimum levels to prevent the motor symptoms that's caused by Parkinson's disease. And long-term exposure to this medication can cause depression as well. You suffer from Parkinson's, you should be seeing an acupuncturist. You should be. Another is antibiotics. Now, when you think of side effects to antibiotics, you'll think of, like, let's say, abdominal pain or some type of gastrointestinal discomfort, nausea. But depression is also a side effect of antibiotics. You know, antibiotics kill bacteria in the gut, but it includes good bacteria. Now, due to your middle jaw, or in this case your gut, it's one and the same, being your second brain, that relationship whereby when you disrupt the yin and yang balance of gut bacteria, it can cause you to become depressed. Many individuals are unaware of that. But yes, it can cause depression. I don't know how many ways in which I can say just simply make acupuncture a part of your life. Because acupuncture is my life. What's yours?